Every year for me is pleasure to come to Torah Chraga to spend few hours together. The way how the Rabbonim build you through the years is unbelievable. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless every one of you to grow in Torah, Yirat Shamayim, bebriyut ubebracha. Chazal come and teach us the source of all the galuyot is galut Mitzrayim. And the source of all the redemptions, the geulot, is geulat Mitzrayim. The more we understand what happened in the beginning, we really can come more close to the end. In galut Mitzrayim, what we start last week, we find two leaders. One, Yosef HaTzadik, what lead us to Egypt, to pass Galut, and to stay in level what we connect ourselves to Avot. And the other leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, what lead us from Egypt back to Eretz Avot, to Eretz Israel. When we look in the life of these two leaders, we find something unbelievable. The life of both of them is similar, completely. First, both of them marry girls, what the father is priest. Yosef marry Osnat, but Potiphera Kohen On. He was a priest of On. Moshe Rabbeinu marry Tzipora, but Itro Kohen Midian. He is the priest of Midian. Both of them have two boys. The explanation of the name, similar. By Yosef HaTzadik, the first one is Menashe, Menashani Elokim, I miss everything what I had before. The other one, Ephraim, everything changed, 180 degrees to the other side. I have more what I had before. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the first one is Gershom, Geraiti, Beretz Nochiyahem Elon, nothing left for what I have before. The other one is Eliezer, Elohe Avi Be'ezri. Kadosh Baruch Hu is me, and everything changed 180 degrees. Both of them need to run away from the family. If they stay, they take big risks, they can die. If Yosef will stay with the brothers and argue with them before they sell him to Egypt, who knows? Shimon Velevi can go to the first decision what they had before they change the decision and to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he stay in Egypt, Paro will kill him. When they come back, they lead the family. Yosef lead all the family in Egypt. Moshe lead all the nation that come from the family from Egypt. And all this you can find in the Pesukim. But we find something else what connect Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik. And this Moshe Rabbeinu by himself tell us. Before he passed away, end of Sefer Dvorim, he blessed all the Shvatim. When he comes to Shevet Yosef, he said, listen, you go to have unbelievable blessing. Uli Yosef Amar, Mevorechet Hashem Arzo. God bless your property in any aspect. And you know why? Because your grand-grandfather, Yosef HaTzadik, listen to Hashem, who talk to me in the bush. Retzon Shochni Sne. These three words. What does it mean? Retzon Shochni Sne. Sne is a bush, obviously, what Moshe Rabbeinu see in the desert. It's Chazal in Yalkut Shimoni explained, because your grandfather listened to Hashem, who talk to me in the bush. I don't understand. Yosef HaTzadik never talk about bush. He never see bush in his life. He never have dream about bush. Is how Moshe Rabbeinu connect Yosef to the bush, what he see in the desert. The explanation and follow. Listen very carefully. What you get now is Olam Haba Ba'olam Hazeh. Listen, pilei playim. The explanation is follow. Moshe Rabbeinu come to the desert, come to house of Yitro, age of 20 or age of 40. Depends what age he ran away from Paro. Now he's age of 80. In other way, he stays in the desert, shepherd, or 40 years, or 60 years. He knows every stone, every bush, every tree. And one day, he sees bush. Boer ba'esh. Burn. And Moshe Rabbeinu say, Asura ve'ere, I go to check, Madua lo ivar asne. I go to check, why the bush never burn. I'm confused. Pasuk say, before, you see, the bush, the sne, boer ba'esh. Burn. Next pasuk, you say, I go to check, why the bush never burn. The answer is, he sees his bush. Dry. In the desert, everything is dry. Inside, full with fire. How long take to this bush to burn completely? Less from a minute. It's no question. Less from a minute. But he sees a fire, what is inside, never go outside. Never go outside. He says, I'm abnormal. You go to church, this is it. He never sees this in his life. When he come close, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, Moshe, listen very carefully. Now, your mission start. You go back to Egypt to lead Am Israel. But you see this bush? Put this picture in front of your eyes all the way through the mission, what you have. What does it mean? You go back to Egypt. You will start to talk to Am Israel. They will never care about you. They're dry, very silicon. They don't care about anything. Don't give up. What you see is wrong picture. Inside, they full with fire. Full. Your mission, part A, to bring them to believe about the fire, what they have inside. Part two, to help them to direct this fire outside in the right way. If you will fill your mission, you will come the leader number one for Am Israel for good forever. But remember, don't give up. Don't give up. Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Egypt. After a short time, he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk say, Me'az bati el paro era la'am hazeh, ve'atzeh lo yitzalta from day one when I come to paro, the situation come more worse. They never care about me. Paro makes their life more miserable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for me. No, no, I told you. I told you. Don't give up. Continue, and you will see what's going to happen. And Moshe Rabbeinu continue his mission. Here, plus the time what he stay in Egypt when he come back, through the miracles what we have, and through the 10 plagues what the Egyptians get, everyone, day by day, understand they really have a lot of fire inside. A lot. When they leave Egypt, until Kabbalat HaTorah, step by step, they also learn how to direct this light outside. Twice in all the Tanakh, we find two words, Boer Ba'esh, burn in the fire. First, the bush, Har Sinai, Boer Ba'esh. Second time, when we stay around Har Sinai, dark cloud, the Har Sinai, Boer Ba'esh, Sinai Mountain, with fire, Ad Lev HaShamayim. Until the oven. I don't understand. If around is dark, cloud, how Har Sinai full with fire? From where? Where our fire? Come outside. In the right way? In this moment, everyone see until the oven. But my question is, why step two? To direct the fire, what they have outside, take place 50 days after they leave Egypt. Why not in Kriyat Yamsuf? Week after. Chazal come and teach us what you know. This Chazal, Ra'ata Shifcha Alayam, every maid, what come with us, see on the ocean, what Yechezkel and Navi never see when all the oven is open. Kal v'chomer, what we see, more and more, is why this never happened in Har Sinai, after Kriyat Yam Suf. All our fire will come to the oven and we get pure perspective about life. The answer is because what gives us opportunity to direct our fire outside is Kabbalah Satorah. Torah is part, only Torah integrated in our blood. And this gives us the right perspective. And give me to explain myself what this means. Listen and remember this all your life. Am Israel, in the last few weeks, and still this coming week, celebrate all over the world, Siyum HaShas. When you Mesayim Masechet, when you Mesayim Mishnayis, what you say? Adran Alach. What is mean Adran Alach? To repeat. But listen to something else. When God creates this world, in third day of the creation, he say, Totze haaretz, etz pri, ose pri. What is mean? The taste of the tree will come same taste of the fruit. But this never happened. But Totze haaretz, etz, ose pri. Tree is tree and fruit is fruit. Why so necessary to Hashem to create this world with tree? What the taste of the tree and the fruit is saying to teach us. The goal of our life in this world is to build duplicate life. Life of Machpelah, duplicate. And I explain this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, the Pasuk say, Vayitzer. In Hebrew is one Yud. In the Chumash, two Yud. Rashi explained on behalf of Chazal, he created us from this world and also for other world. What does it mean? Do in your life what you like. Any field, any area. You want to come Rosh Yeshiva, doctor, rabbi, accounting, businessman, good luck. What you want. But, connect this to Torah. But, build this in the way where people can feel, you hear, we hear, but we connect ourselves to something what is above us. It's never work with Adam. He takes the world to the wrong direction. But still, the Gemara says in Baha Batra, three spaceship people get taste of Olam Haba ba'Olam Hazeh. Shlosha itiman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Haba me'ein Olam Haba. Three people get me'ein Olam Haba. Who is this? Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. שנאמר בכל מכל כל, זה טרי פסוקים. From this reason, אברהם, how many years he stay alive? How many years? Under 75. חזל זה בגימטריה, המכפלה. המכפלה is with what? Duplicate. יצחק is קץ חי. זה לדר אוף יצחק. He come to the end and he start new life. יעקב אבינו לא מת. What does mean he never die? Children bury him. It means for יעקב to move from this world to the other world is not culture shock. He's smooth because he stay here and he connect himself to something what is above him. But it's not only Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Every one of us gets this privilege every week in Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Me'ein nu Olam Haba. Because in Shabbos we can taste flavor from other world. This is the reason in Shabbos everything is double. We have Lechem Mishne. We have Neshama. Yetera, we have twice Kiddush every day at the Keves Echata Aseva Boker, at the Keves Hashanim in Arbaim, but in Shabbos Amen you have Shnei Kvosim and Eishana. But it's not only related to the time, Shabbos, also related to the place, Bet HaMikdash. Every child would come to Bet HaMikdash, say, Ima, Abba, 1 minute, come see. Wind outside, the smoke from the korban goes straight. Rain, eshtomid, on the mizbeach never stop. and other miracles, what the Mishnah mentioned in the Masechet Avot. In other end, Yerushalayim, you can feel Yerushalayim Shel Mata, Keneged Yerushalayim Shel Mala. We not have Manhattan, New York, Shel Mata, Keneged New York, Shel Mala. Yerushalayim we have. But, this happened when we have Bet HaMikdash. Today, the Bet HaMikdash is destroyed. What left? אין לנו שיעור אלא התורה הזאת. When we learn Torah, this help us to create life, what we hear, and we connect ourselves to something what is above us. For this reason, remember this, every time when you make Siyum, if it's Mishnah Yes or Gemara, and you say Adran Alach, it's not only to repeat. Listen, Adran Alach. Because before you learn, the Shas is here in the bookshelf. The Shas is here in the bookshelf. After you learn, we have two. One still in the bookshelf, and one Adran Alach. You walk in the street, you're not the same person. You person not have inside of you Mishnah, or Gemara, or anything else what you learn. How the Gemara say in Makkes, in the end, people in Babel, stupid, they stand up in front of Sefer Torah, they never stand up in front of Talmid Chacham. Because what is real Talmid Chacham? Somebody what carry with himself, Chumish, and Gemara, and Mishnah, and Halachot, etc. It means Torah is something what integrates in our blood. You can listen to the best shiur in the world. Probably you will forget. Probably the Magid Shiur himself never remember all the details if you never take notes before or after. But no one forget for a second. I don't remember exactly what he say, but this was wow. Unbelievable. What do you mean wow? Tell me what he said. I cannot tell you. I don't remember. But it was Givaldic. Givaldic. What does it mean? Because Torah integrate in our blood. The experience of Torah, the love of Torah, come part from our personality. And this stay. Never left. For this reason, listen. The Gemara say in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutchet, Rab Hananiah ben Tradion. You heard about Hananiah ben Tradion. Hananiah ben Tradion was one of the Asara, Sarah Harugei Melucha. One of Asara Harugei Melucha. And he teach Torah, and every time when he teach Torah, he have Sefer Torah in his hand. Many years I don't understand how you can teach Torah if you have Sefer Torah in your hand. Every time, you know, we move our hand all the time. Cannot this lakas, you know, somebody buy two watermelon for Shabbos, big, and somebody find them in Geula, in the beside Yishuk, he ask him, תגיד לי, איפה פה רחוב מלכי ישראל? Where is מלכי ישראל street? Said to him, you know what? You can hold for a minute my two watermelon. He give him. He said, אני לא יודע. Okay? It means, we talk with our hand all the time. Yes? It's our Rav Hananiah ben Dosa teach Torah and have Sefer Torah in his hand. How is work? How is work? How? He teach. You see the Torah? The Torah? This is example. We need to make ourselves part of this Torah. The more we learn, we stay in other stage. And before he died, they don't catch him, they take all the parchment of the Torah, ripped his body, and they burn him with the Torah. And the students ask him, Rabbi, ma ata roe? What you see? I don't understand. What do you mean, ma ata roe? Rav Hananiah ben Tradion, and mean it, die. And maybe two. Say Shema Israel. Say Nishmas. Vidui. You ask him, Rabbi, what you see? And what the answer? I see gvilim, parchment, burn, and the leather, otiyot, what? Porchot, fly. What kind of answer is? He answer, and so what kind of question, what kind of answer? They ask him, Rabbi, everything is burned. Look what happened to you. Look what happened to the Torah. What going to happen? How is the future going to look? And he answer on the spot. They can burn the Torah. They can burn people. But they cannot burn the soul. The letters. Otiyot poruchot. You know what is mean? Leather in the air. They never disappear in the air. Same with cloud. Otiyot poruchot is mean? Perach. Everyone know from preschool. Every tree would give fruit. Before you see the fruit, what you see in the tree? The flower. From the flower comes the fruit. From the fruit you take the other seed, you plow and plant, you get new tree. This ladder never disappear. This ladder in the air. In the air. Not air. These flowers. Otiyot porchot, every word what we learn with Chavruta create flower. And other flower. One day, this will make fruit. And day after, time after, we can get other tree from this fruit. This is what he teaches. Look, 70 years ago, 6 million people burn. How many trucks with forums are destroyed and burned? And Sifrei Torah and Shuls? People say, what's going to happen? Look, our generation. We don't have any question. We don't have any answer about all the malach of the Shoah, of the Holocaust. But look what happened 70 years after. Look how from the leather in the air comes so much flowers, so much Torah, what you have in our generation. This year, what you in Eretz Israel, if you Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, in the environment of Eretz Israel, of Yerushalayim, the Torah what you learn, and the Torah what you talk with your Chavruta create flowers. And from these flowers, you will get fruit for you, for your children, grandchildren, generations after, exactly how we get from our parents and grandparents. As this is opportunity, it's priceless. This cannot take place in any other side in the ocean. Because it's not Kedushas HaAretz. It's not the brain, clean brain, what you can learn and focusing about Limud HaTorah. Every day is Adran Halach. Every day you grow more. We can appreciate this only in perspective of time. To look and to understand, yes, we get this. We're here, Torah Shraga. From your Rabbein, from your Chavrutot, from everyone, from the Rosh Yeshiva, from everyone. Don't miss the opportunity. How we can get this? Because the Yeshiva, and this maybe I mentioned before, but it's very important because I mention this to myself every day. When you walk into this room, to Bes Midrash, and I will ask you, you walk in, what you see here, you know what answer I get? Some people answer, I see students study Torah, study. I see bookshelf. I see the beautiful ceiling with light. I see a nice window. I see the view from the window. How can it happen? Everybody give us an answer? Yes. Because every one of us, a mistake, if I will ask you, you walk in here, and you see what you see. You see with what part in your body? You will say, what kind of question? Every child in the preschool knows the answer. With my eyes. Mistake. 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 Every one of us in life never see anything first with eyes. What does it mean? I see with my eyes. But what you say every day? ולא תטוע אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Is what comes first? Heart. And Rashi say, עין רואה ולב חומד. Rashi says the opposite. Rashi teach us. The eye see what the heart wants. Because heart is also where what we can see. If you say to your friend, my feeling, what is my feeling? Tell me yes or no. I don't know what's been feeling. Feeling is something. It's eyes of the heart, eyes of the brain. In English, somebody talk to us, what we say, many times I understand what you teach me, what you say to me, I see. I never see, I listen. No, I see with the eyes of the brain. But you know to coordinate between them. The physical eyes give us right perspective. Limud HaTorah in life help us to coordinate between the heart and the brain and give us right perspective. You can do what you want. But the commitment to Torah, to Limud HaTorah, part of our soul, part of our life, put us in another stage. The foundation of this perspective you get here in Beis HaMidrash. Now this is the time. Not any holiday. Days, sometimes rain, snow you will see, cold, other day of rain,
This is the time. Teves, Shvat, Adar. Until Purim. 2.5 months. Less. Almost 2 months. But big shtayg. Takes this. Try to do the best. How more you get more, your children will appreciate more. How more you get more, you succeed in your life, become better. Don't miss opportunity. Take this with you. This is Midrash. This is what Chazal come and teaches. Moshe Rabbeinu come and say, what I see in the bush, Am Israel feel when in Har Sinai. But Yosef HaTzadik, all his life is essence of bush. He stay alone. You know what it means, alone? Not any Jew in the history. Stay alone, same with Yosef, so many years. Israel, Yatom. But Arizal say, you know what is mean, Yatom? Rashi Tevot. Yefe Toar veYefe Mare. You know what is real, pretty, and what is what? Fake. This is what Yosef teaches. Moshe Rabbeinu say to us, before he passed away, my role model, in front of my eyes, all my life, is Yosef HaTzadik. If he can do this by himself, I can do this better. Because I'm not alone. I'm with Am Israel. Every one of us, a four part, would keep us alive. Fire, water, dirt, and wind. 70% for our body is water. Physical flesh is dirt. When we talk, the wind, this is the wind. And the excitement, the ambition, the motivation, this is our fire. Sefer HaChinuch say, fire lead all the other three. Old men start to walk slowly. Why? Sometimes difficult. Is fire a little bit go down and down. Our fire is in big drive. And this take all the other three parts. Yosef HaTzadik teaches. You have a lot of fire. But this fire almost go to destroy completely. But in the last moment, he ran away from wife of Potiphar. And he come, Yosef HaTzadik. And besides this, I am Rav Ayanus. Here, we get the direction. To recognize more and more our fire and to direct this outside. The ear in the yeshiva end after Kabbalat HaTorah. Week after, 2 weeks after, every yeshiva. All this is preparation for every one of us to Shavuos. To see also Adler Shamay. Take this opportunity. Try how much you can to shtag in the Torah. Sometimes if Seder is difficult or one day have difficult time, learn something else more easy. If you start now the Shas, you can start to mekabel bli neder of yourself. Side work is every day 3 mishnayot. Easy to start when you're in yeshiva. 1 mishnah morning, afternoon, night with your chavrutot. After months or two, it's coming your routine, you take this with your life. I can show you over 100 students what takes this, and this changes the life of them. And it is easy. All Am Israel start this now. We never talk about Daf Yomi. You want to learn Daf Yomi, something else. But Mishneot is easy. You take Mishneot in the packet. English, Hebrew, what is easy for you? Every day. Leat, leat. With Chavruta. You can finish before you left the yeshiva. Almost Seder Zrayim. Or part of this. Try from tomorrow morning. Take this. And in this way, B'siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give to every one of us more excitement, more ambition, we'll recognize more potential what we have, because remember, the major mistake for what every one of us, including me, make in life is, we not believe enough about our potential. Many times we say, he can make this better, he more smart, he has the knowledge, no, we can do this. This is our fire. And this parshiot special give us Siyata Dishmaya to raise our fire. If you take this with us, אז בסייעתא דשמיא, ובלב אלת ברכה. And הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. And הקדוש ברוך הוא will give us opportunities to make space for him and to raise his name. And בעזרת השם, בלב אלת ברכה, שמחה, and אלת אלת. סייעתא דשמיא.